Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. In today's modern world, it is all about the hustle and never about the downtime. Currently, we are working ourselves to death, not allowing for enough downtime, especially when it comes to sleep. We take sleep for granted. However, it is essential we receive good quality sleep time to replenish our energy storages, body, and mind. Today, 35% of adults and 25% of adolescents say they are not getting enough sleep. These percentages are also continuing to increase, meaning more individuals are experiencing sleep deprivation. The lack of sleep costs the U.S. over $411 billion each year. Common clues of sleep deprivation are mood changes, fatigue, lack of focus or concentration, memory problems, more frequent colds or illnesses, increased number of chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity, and depression. We do not want your sleep negatively impacting your health. So here are some questions I want you to ask yourself. How is your sleep? Are you receiving the right amount for yourself? How are you spending your hours before bedtime? Because this impacts the quality of the sleep you will get. Do you have any underlying medical conditions that could be affecting your sleep? Addressing the root causes of other medical conditions can help improve your sleep. Melatonin, often referred to as the sleep hormone, is the central hormone in maintaining our sleep and wake cycle and is produced by the pineal gland in the brain. Darkness prompts the gland to start producing melatonin, while light causes the production to stop. Melatonin production, therefore, helps us transition to sleep and promote consistent quality sleep. However, in today's modern world, there are many things that limit melatonin production, such as exposure to light during nighttime hours, chronic stress, high-intensity exercise before bed, and night shift working. Natural ways to promote good quality sleep include setting a sleep routine by maintaining consistent bed and wake time hours, engaging in a relaxing activity before bedtime and minimal light exposure an hour or two before your bedtime, keeping your sleeping environment dark, quiet, cool, and comfortable. If you find yourself lying awake, get out of bed and do something relaxing until you feel sleepy, and then go back to bed. Be sure to expose yourself to sunlight early in the morning and late in the afternoon to encourage a sleep and wake cycle. Some additional things to help with sleep are drinking a warm glass of milk with either turmeric or nutmeg, having some warm sleepy time tea, supplements such as melatonin, 5-HTP, GABA, L-theanine, and magnesium. Helpful herbs include valerian, passion flower, chamomile, and skullcap, as well as homeopathy remedies. So let's get back to your Z's. After all, a good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book. Please seek professional medical care to evaluate any underlying issues affecting sleep and to develop an appropriate treatment plan for yourself. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMF LP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health. Butte.